Good Monday. Today is June the 16th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released the latest renewable fuel standard volume proposal, and agriculture seems to be pretty pleased across the board. We're going to talk about what some of those numbers look like, what the change is from previous administrations, and what we have to look at going forward. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, late last week, the Trump administration proposed a record 24.02 billion gallons of biofuel be blended in 2026, with biomass-based diesel seeing more than a $2 billion gallon jump from 2025 to 5.61 billion gallons in 2026 in a renewable fuel standard proposal that was released. Now, bio-based diesel was the big story, as the U.S. EPA proposal also calls for another bump in 2027, that to 5.86 billion gallons. July soybeans closed Friday up 27.5 cents at 10.69 and three quarters based on that news. And November soybeans also ended the day higher by the same margin at 10.54 and three quarters. July soybean oil closed up the daily limit of 3 cents a pound at $50.61 per pound, and July corn ended the day up 6 cents at $4.44.5. Now, definitely a welcome event after months of uncertainty for the biofuels industry and, by extension, the larger ag industry. It's felt like for a while that the federal guidance for biofuels was the missing demand piece, especially in the soybean oil market, where exports are already very impressive, and the newly announced RVOs as well as domestic production for U.S. feedstocks just solidifies the demand for soybean oil amid fairly tight stocks. Soybean crush also continues at a record pace and is forecast to set another record again in 2025-26, which is certainly hard to argue at this point given Friday's news that, according to DTN lead analyst Rhett Montgomery. Now, the much-anticipated proposal would keep conventional corn-based ethanol at 15 billion gallons during the next 2 years, and the Trump administration's proposal is a significant step up compared to the Biden administration's multi-year rule that set biomass-based diesel volumes at 3.35 billion gallons in 2025. The industry has been calling for much higher RFS volumes to match the actual production at a time when bio-based plants have been cutting back or closing production in light of the lingering tax uncertainty. Now, the renewable fuel standard proposal also calls for a 50% reduction in the number of renewable identification numbers, otherwise known as RINs, generated for imported renewable fuels and those fuels produced with foreign feedstocks. Now, Dave Mogler, president and CEO of the National Oilseed Processors Association, said that aspect of the proposal is important. We applaud the administration for recognizing the need to reduce the RIN value for biofuels made from imports of tallow and the so-called used cooking oil, which have been displacing U.S. soybean oil, harming farmers and biofuel producers alike for many years, he said. Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association and a farmer from Kentucky, said the proposal is a boost to rural America. The significant increase in proposed volumes for biomass-based diesel will support soybean farmers, soybean processors, and biofuel producers in rural America and serves as a much-needed win for our communities. Kurt Kavarik, vice president of Federal Affairs for the Clean Fuels Alliance America, said the proposal was a, quote, welcome and timely signal to U.S. biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel producers, as well as America's farmers and the agricultural businesses. The industry has made major investments in domestic production capacity and feedstocks to meet America's energy need and provide consumers with affordable, cleaner fuels, he said. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Jill. Well, changing directions, farmers have an important date coming up to report this year's crop acreage, an important component for participating in various USDA programs. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
It is an important part of a producer's duties, and one that benefits growers.
To ensure the receipt of an important safety net or disaster assistance, conservation, and crop insurance programs, producers should file an accurate crop acreage report for all crops and land uses, including including failed acreage and prevent plant acreage.
And as USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam points out, the deadline for producers to file crop acreage reports is approaching. July 15th.
After spring planting is complete, agriculture producers should make an appointment with their local Farm Service Agency office to complete their crop acreage reports before the application deadline.
The administrator adds some reporting deadlines will vary by county and by crop. So he advises producers to contact their local FSA office to confirm this information. Speaking of information, what documentation is needed to file a crop acreage report?
Crop or crop type or variety, intended use of crop, the number of crop acres, a map with the approximate crop boundaries, your planting dates, planting patterns when applicable, producer shares, irrigation practices if any, acreage prevent planting when applicable, and any other required information.
Beam also notes exceptions for crop acreage reporting dates.
If the crop has not been planted by the acreage report deadline, then the acreage must be reported no later than 15 days after the crop has been planted or completed planting. If the producer requires additional acreage after the acreage reporting deadline, then the acreage must be reported no later than 30 calendar days after the purchase or acquiring the lease. Appropriate documentation must be provided to the county office to help verify.
Additional details associated with crop acreage reporting, including deadlines and documentation, is available through local FSA offices or online at www.fsa.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.